بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد عن ابي يوسف عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول يا ايها الناس افشوا السلام اطعموا الطعام وصلوا بالليل والناس نيام تدخلوا الجنه بسلام حضرت عبد الله بن سلام رضي الله عنه was a very distinguished well known and high ranking Jewish scholar before Islam in Medina Sharif. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arrived in Medina Sharif, he attended the inaugural speech of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the first words he heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and subsequently he had accepted Islam after recognizing the truth. Says Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O people, afshu salam, make salam widespread. Incidentally, this word afshu, it comes from the verb, original verb is fasha. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that when lam tadhharil fahishatu fi qawmin, when immorality and evil acts are committed in a community, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam uses the word fasha fihim al-ta'un, then plague will become widespread. So this word fasha, it means to spread wildly. So afshu is you now go and spread the salam wildly, like a plague, leave no home. So every Muslim that you see, you make sure you make salam, make it very, very common. وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ, and feed people as we explained previously. وَصَلُّ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامُ, perform salah in the dead of night while people are asleep. This also we explained previously. One is as a starter, before sleeping, a person reads 2 rakats, 4 rakats, and then try to wake up in the dead of night and perform 2 or 4 rakats of salah at the very least. If you do these actions, تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ بِسَلَامُ, with peace and with ease, without any account, بِغَيْرِ حِسَابِ, Allah Ta'ala will put you into Jannat. In one hadith, there's an addition of Thibul Kalam, and speak nicely to the people. Spread salam, speak nicely to people, feed people, and in the dead of night, perform salah. Obviously, there's no doubt, if a person is performing salah in the dead of night, that he will be missing his Fajr Salah, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. This is one step further than that, the Tahajjud Salah. وَمِنَ اللَّيْنِ فَتَهَجَّدْ بِهِ, he's performing the Tahajjud Salah, obviously he's performing his 5 times daily Salah. In other words, we are concerned about fulfilling the rights of man and also the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's making salam, he's feeding people, he's speaking to people correctly, and he is performing salah in the dead of night. So he's making sure he's fulfilling Allah Ta'ala's rights, and he's also fulfilling the rights of man. If a person does this, then inshaAllah, he will enter into Jannah bi ghayri hisab. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq.